A research scientist at North Carolina Agriculture and Technical State University may have found a way to alter people's peanut allergies through a reduced allergen peanut. WUNC's Naomi Prelo has more.
When 8-year-old Holden Fuller got a small taste of peanut butter as an infant, his lips swelled and he immediately broke out in hives. Like 3 million other Americans, Holden is allergic to peanuts, but he actually doesn't mind it.
It's kind of fun going to the hospital because I get a lot of attention. I also get to watch my awesome electronic, so I'm not really worried.
Holden might not be worried, but the health impacts of peanut allergies can be very serious. A research scientist in food and nutrition at North Carolina A&T University hopes to change all of that. Since 2004, Dr. Jane Mayu and her team have been working on a way to reduce the allergens in peanuts, and the idea came from a veggie burger. She says originally they were trying to make a veggie burger using peanut flour, but they had to think twice about it.
A lot of people in the United States are allergic to peanuts. If this problem is not solved, the peanut veggie burger will not be consumed because of fear of accidental exposure.
That's when she decided to see if they could do something to make the peanuts not allergenic. In other words, someone who's currently allergic to peanuts could eat one of Dr. Yu's peanuts and not be affected by it.
In the case of accidental exposure, I think perhaps the problem caused by this exposure will not be as serious as exposed to the regular peanuts.
The process to reduce the allergens found in peanuts is actually quite simple. The peanuts are shelled, peeled, and then soaked in an edible enzyme that removes a majority of its allergenic compounds. After they're dried, they're ready for however someone wants to use them. Dr. Yu says there will be a cost to distribute the peanuts, but it'll be worth it.
In the long run, I think people perhaps will be willing to pay for the cost of to avoid any allergenic reaction. Yeah, and also to have a peace of mind.
But for parents, peace of mind may be harder to come by. Holden's mother, Angela Fuller, isn't exactly sold on the peanut.
I am skeptical that this is the way to do it. I just don't feel like at this point that it's realistic. And I think that it creates a lot of gray area as far as if it truly does create a safe environment for our kids.
Holden agrees. He says these peanuts in public places are too risky for his health.
What if the new peanut was unsafe, but they didn't realize it, and they've been eating it around me, then I got sick and died?
Between 1997 and 2008, the number of children with peanut allergies tripled, according to nonprofit organization Food Allergy Research and Education. Dr. Yu says there's been some interest in the peanuts from mass food distributors, but she's still waiting to hear back. Angela Fuller is also the founder of Food Allergy Families of the Triad. It's a nonprofit association that educates and supports families dealing with food allergies. However, the thought of a possible peanut allergy-free world would alter her life, and Angela's not necessarily ready for that.
It's the only thing I know as a parent because he was my first child. And with the second one now, we suspect allergies as well. So this is our life.
The next part of the process is animal testing. Dr. Yu and her team have partnered with the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, to test their experiment on mice. If everything works out, they'll begin testing on humans. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.